A group is calling for the closure of the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility downtown. Members of the campaign say the State Department of Corrections facility is violating the human rights of those being held there and is unfairly incarcerating people for crimeless violations of supervision. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell reports.
Shut it down now! Shut it down! Shut it down now! Shut it down!
A small crowd of community organizers and supporters of the hashtag ClosemSDF Coalition picketed the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility on the corner of 10th and State Thursday for what they called a day of visibility. Visibility for what they say are terrible conditions for those incarcerated at the State Department of Corrections facility. It was built in 2001 to imprison those who violated their parole or probation. Former MSDF inmate Alan Schultz says the problem is that people are being sent back there for crimeless violations and not getting the help they need.
There's some rules basically on their core rules that actually rip people out and set them up for failure. Like one of the core rules goes something about you must appear for all scheduled appointments and unscheduled appointments. So how are you supposed to attend a meeting that you might not know about that was unscheduled? And they can use that as grounds to put you in here.
Schultz attended the gathering representing two groups, the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee and Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing, or EXPO. He says the picket was held the same day State Fair opened because people would be traveling through the city and have the chance to see what was happening. The facility is right across the street from the county jail and visible from I-43. He says even people in the community may not know about the facility, so he's calling attention to some of the conditions inside.
So all of these windows that are on here on the outside do not look in or look out for anybody. Everybody that's in here gets no sunlight whatsoever. Then you got people that are getting triple bunked in the cells here. So they've been putting three people in the single occupancy cells. I've also watched them disregard people for like mental health concerns.
62% of inmates in the facility have some sort of mental health diagnosis, according to State Department of Corrections data. Nearly two-thirds of the inmates are African-American. That's something Shannon Fry, another hashtag ClosemSDF supporter, says people need to be concerned about.
Milwaukee locks up more black people, but particularly black men, than any other place on the planet. And I mean, when you think about that in proportion to, you know, the number of black people actually in this state and even in Milwaukee, that's ridiculous.
Khalif Muabel was one of them. He says since he was 12 years old, he's been either on parole or probation in Wisconsin. He's 36 now. Muabel told some of his story to the crowd.
They tried to send me back to prison for 3.5 years for something I had no knowledge of, nothing to do with, and they knew that I had nothing to do with. The court told them that I was innocent, and the DOC still persisted to hold me for a period of 6 months and expected to release me at the conclusion of 6 months to return back to my life. After I lost so many other things that helped add to my vitality as a human being and as a citizen of this city. This is crimeless revocation. It has to stop.
Thursday's event was the beginning of efforts in a number of cities to call attention to issues in prisons. Later this month, inmates nationwide are planning to protest, demanding that a number of concerns are met, including access to rehabilitation. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by The Doman Company.